This bill means that home support in Ireland will be independently regulated for the first time. It shows a troubling kind of disregard for home support providers and users in this country. Like, it's all about regulation, and I look at it from a unique point of view as somebody who's worked in this sector and somebody who's been a victim of a lack of regulation due to defective concrete. So the two go hand in hand. So, to me, looking at it, it's the sectors are completely unregulated in this day. To have this going on in 2026, it needs to be looked at seriously. In terms of home care, there are currently no regulations that providers have to adhere to in areas such as staff training and infection control, which is vital when you were dealing with people with sickness and certain elements. There's no consistent minimum standards of care that apply to home care providers universally. And there's no independent oversight provisions for home care services, which is vital. Due to absence of regulations, there's a huge disparity between the level and quality of care geographically. So if you're dealing with somebody who's in Malin Head that has to go to certain parts of Malin, or going into Buncrana, certain parts of Buncrana, you know that they're on the road, they're on the clock, basically, as they say. In Donegal, for example, there are several shortages of home cares for quality services, varies massively due to enormous pressures put on home care workers. And it's about that time element again, where you're going in to look after somebody and care for somebody, and you're getting them ready for bed, but you're also conscious that they're waiting for you. And that clock is running, and the time is running down. And according to HSE, there's nearly 3,000 people receiving home support in Donegal, and over 350 people are waiting to avail of that support. And I would just like to say, talking about cases, I won't mention names, but there's a lady in Letterkenny General Hospital. I was given a phone call today by a cousin of mine who's in the hospital with her, 93 years old, wanting to go home. She is, she's ready to go home. She's been in there for nearly a fortnight, but they can't get the home packages in place. They're close, but anything you could do to intervene in this, I would be grateful, and I will get back to you regarding this. I just know that any further delays could push the implementation out of this till 2030, which would be another unacceptable delay, because as we've heard throughout the House, we've got a population that's ageing, and we need to evolve with that. We need to ensure the sector is regulated and quality consistent of care is raised nationally so that we have a standard that is the pride of Europe, because we need to make sure that it's all about the standard and the pride in your work. And I think that that needs to be really looked at, especially when it comes to home care. It's the impression you make on that person determines their day. And I think you go into it, it's very hard to encourage people to come into this sector because it is demanding, and you're on the road for 12 hours a day. You're leaving your house at 7 o'clock in the morning, and sometimes it's 9 o'clock at night before you get home when you put the last of your clients to bed. Steps need to be taken to encourage home providers to continue this service. More people need to be working in this sector. And I would say that there is definitely ways around this. I would regard, as myself, when I was training, the HSE would come in to try and recruit, but there was an element of they weren't flexible. So somebody like myself, who had four children, would be willing to go and do that type of work. But there was an issue regarding, we need you on a full-time contract, when a full-time contract wouldn't suit me because I was providing care for my children. But I had that time in the day where there was an element of that 4 hours where I could have provided that into that community, and definitely would have done it if it was provided. And what that does, it leaves it flexible for when your children grow up, you could go into that full-time. And I think that's, if that was sorted out, that could be a real game changer, because there's a lot of parents that would be willing to go into that, and if paid properly, would make it their career. I think we need to look at that in the long run. In 2016, the government made a commitment to introduce a statutory right to home care through statutory home care support. A decade later, it's still not been implemented, and I think it's very, we need to make sure that this is done. The Fair Deal Scheme provides statutory residential care, but no equivalent scheme rights to residential care, but no equivalent scheme currently exists when it comes to home care. And I think we need to look at that too, in a way, because as we're saying, we've got an ageing population, And if we take, for example, Donegal, we have a heavy reliance when they're operating on our hospitals, Lifford, outskirts and stuff like this, Dunloe. We need to make sure that we have sufficient beds for people that need care. But the majority of people can be provided with care at home, and they will stay in their home for as long as possible before they have to go into some kind of form of care. And I recognise this. Going forward, I do think that this is definitely... there's a way out of this, but it's about... If we get the staffing levels right and we look at the model... The HSE model is a good example, but the flexibility would be a game changer. That just given allowing a parent to come on board properly trained, properly trained. That's a very important aspect of this. It takes 2 years if you train somebody to do it properly. It takes 2 years to actually go in, do your modules, come out of it with a good standard, and then go and do your work experience, and then you go out into the community, and you're doing that with a family. It is challenging and it's hard, but it can be done. I look at the private model and I do believe that we're missing a trick here, because when they're charging a certain amount of money, if we paid people the right wage, we would attract numbers that would actually solve this issue. And I think that going forward, we need to look at that. I think if you could see the model that's in place now where there isn't that flexibility... And you could see that by taking somebody and allowing them to come in at certain times of the day, not be tied to a full-time contract, but are tied to some kind of contract, that means they're going to give you part-time hours, then that will fill a gap and that will fill staffing levels. And in the long run, you will attract them to come into the sector.